Has anyone here ever done any pottery? Anyone here? Yes, there's a few of you. Excellent. This is not a lump of bread. This is a lump of clay. Has anyone ever done pottery with a potter's wheel? Yeah? It's hard, isn't it? It's really hard. Let me move those. Now, we're going to be thinking a little bit about pottery and clay. Remember Jackie's song, which is relevant for both Jackie and Lizzie. And I've got this clay here. It's air-dry clay, okay, because it's less messy and I don't have a wheel. But this is a wheel, okay? Pretend. All right, frisbee, but it will do. Now, we've seen a lot of water. I probably didn't need this water. I was using that for the demonstration. I could have just gone and dipped my fingers in there. But we've seen a lot of water this morning. And if this was real clay, I mean, it is real, but it's air dry, I would have to add quite a lot of water to it to be able to make it soft enough and pliable enough for me to make what I want to make out of this piece of clay. Otherwise, it's just too rigid. It just doesn't work. Lizzie, Jackie, your lumps of clay. All right? And if you really want God to mould you, to shape you, you need to spend time, like Margaret said, praying, reading the Word of God, because it becomes like water to the soul. It really, really does. And it helps you to be, not go rigid, to be pliable, to be able to be used and made into something precious by God, by the Lord. And actually in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is often referred to with a symbolism of water, letting the Holy Spirit minister the words that you're reading deep into your spirits. Next thing a potter will do after doing this a little bit and adding a bit of water is to place it firmly in the center of the wheel. All right? And I'm asking you to use your imagination here. This is a potter's wheel spinning around, and I'm molding it with my hands, starting to shape and mold the clay. And if the piece of clay is not properly centered on the wheel, I won't be able to work with it. I won't be able to make the pottery I make. Having the lump of clay perfectly centered in the middle of the wheel, right in the middle, it has to be right in the middle, is really vital if this is spinning and I want to make what I've planned out of it. Now, do you know what will happen if I try to make this piece of pottery with a lump of clay that is not properly centered? Has anyone had that experience? And what happens, Barbara? It whizzes off. Yeah, it kind of breaks apart. I mean, I've had it happen. Bits just, it just collapses, really. So you need to get this lump of clay smack in the center. Smack in the center. And I might get halfway to a masterpiece, as Barbara probably did, when all of a sudden it rips apart from the wheel, all because it wasn't perfectly centered. And in the same way, if we try to live our lives without Jesus leading and guiding the way, try to live him without having him bang at the center of our lives, we might get halfway to being a masterpiece. But then the forces come along that cause our faith to eventually fall apart. And we'll never reach the divine destiny that God has called for us. As a passage in Psalms 127, verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." If we try to build our own houses or our own pot, if we try to build ourselves, if you like, we end up laboring in vain. We cannot become the people that God created us to be through our own labor and effort. We have to be centered in Christ. And that means living a life of complete and full surrender. We need to let go of control to God. Life will still have its ups and downs, but we won't fall apart or fly off the wheel. And Lizzie mentioned, I think, in her talk about having Jesus as Lord and what that might mean and letting others know that Jesus is Lord. And I know it's true for both of them. Do you know what? Too many Christians have Jesus as their saviour, but not as their Lord, I think. Too many Christians have Jesus as their saviour, not as their Lord. That's like not being at the centre of the spinning wheel. The wheel turns slowly and steadily as I mould the pot. Look, use your imagination. If I speed up the wheel any faster, have you tried it, where the wheel goes really fast? And what happens, Barbara? You can't control it. It can fly across the room, actually, which is quite interesting. Now, it pulls apart. The clay kind of pulls apart, flies off, and that's not what I want. In a society of instant consumerism, instant communication, all those things, we feel we want to make change happen instantly in our life. You know, we want it, we get it. Maybe we buy it. Perhaps we even feel that we should be able to purchase a better version of ourselves in different ways. But in God's realm, things often work at a much slower time pace than we become accustomed to. If we don't go with his slower time frame, sometimes it's quick, but if we don't go with his slower time frames, we can get very frustrated and impatient with God. We can. And we can end up losing our peace and our joy in him, not to mention any possible call that he might have on our lives. If we try and push things too far and too fast and try and get Jesus to spin the wheel faster, different parts of our lives could totally fly off, unravel. Not waiting on God's timing for the next job, not waiting on God's timing for the right person to date, whatever. You know, sometimes God, when we do that, it's like he has to take the lump of clay again and start over. Put it back in the centre and start over. God is very patient with us. But Jackie and Lizzie and the rest of us here too need to be patient with God. Go at his timing. A good potter takes their time when making and moulding a piece of pottery. And God has to shape, mould and transform all of us in the same steady, slow manner. As I say, occasionally, a fast manner. But generally through life, a steady, slow manner. And that's why patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Once I've got the lump of clay properly centered and enough water, let's add a little bit, enough water to make it a little bit softer, then I can start the actual moulding process with this lump of clay. I take my hand, okay, on this spinning thing, imagine, and I need to create an opening in the middle of this. And once that opening has been made in the top of the clay, my hand has to go down deep inside this piece of clay as it becomes a pot. I've got to use my hands to properly shape it. And as I do, its sides build up. If you can see at the back, its sides are building up because my hand's going deep inside. Now I'm working on both the inside and the outside of this pot at the same time, shaping and transforming it into the pot that I want to make. It's not going to be very beautiful, but it will do for the example. And in the same way, God's hand literally goes down deep into the middle of our lives to do the inner work that he wants to do, where he molds and transforms us. And that's why Lizzie and Jackie will have to give God full cooperation so he can work deep on the inside things. And sometimes having God work on the inside is a little bit painful. It's not always what we want to happen. Because it removes all the bad and the negative qualities and the issues that stop us being who God wants us to be, maybe the lumps that have to be removed. Things like pride, arrogance, envy, fear, lust perhaps, hypocrisy. And at the same time as he's doing that, he'll be putting into us all of the good, positive, godly qualities he wants us to have in our character. You know, and if I want to shape this properly into a pot, you've seen me having to do it. I've had to put quite a lot of pressure on at some times to mould it and shape it. And sometimes God has to put a little bit of pressure on us too to help us become the shape that we were meant to be. And when I've nearly finished the pot, I'll take a knife and I'll cut off. It's not a very sharp knife, it's a kitchen knife, but you can imagine, I'll cut off and I'll smooth out the edges that are not quite how they should be, the rough edges. And sometimes God deals with our externals, our circumstances, and we might find bits and pieces trimmed from our lives. And sometimes that's not all that comfortable at first, but often we find that it helps us ultimately travel more lightly. We can be fleeter of foot, maybe live more simply as we navigate the journey of life. The next thing that happens as I keep going is that as I work on the inside and the outside, this lump of clay is starting to grow taller and taller. Can you see? The sides are growing taller. Would you buy a half-finished pot? No, probably not, unless you're into modern art or something like that. You probably wouldn't buy a half-finished pot. We mustn't quit and bail out on God just as our walls start to get high, just as we start to show that we can see we're becoming what God is wanting us to be. Do you know, I think too many Christians bail out and give up on the Lord and just think, I'm done with that now. And they say, this far and no further, Lord. This far and no further. Please don't ever quit, because you'll never find out that divine destiny that God has for your lives. Once you've started the process, whoever you are in this room, let God decide how far and how fast he's going to take you. Don't be afraid. He might want to stretch your abilities. He might want to stretch your horizons in his divine plan. But he made you, so he knows what he wants you to become. He knows your instruction booklet better than anyone because he wrote it. As I'm talking to you, I'm trying to make eye contact with you, which actually, you know, is something a good communicator would do, but actually a good potter won't. A good potter keeps their eye on the pot the whole time that they're working on the pot. They never, ever let go. If they take their eyes, their attention off the pot while it's spinning on the wheel, they could damage the pot in the process. But God doesn't do that. The Lord doesn't do that. He never, ever is going to take his eyes off Jackie, off Lizzie. Even though you might be feeling the pressure sometimes and not even be aware that God is there, it might sometimes feel that he's not because the pressure's just on. But actually, he's looking, he's watching, carrying, as Pete prayed, carrying you at those times. You've got his undivided attention, love and care, even at those times. It's like that with the Lord, because he cares about you and how you're going to turn out, the work he's begun in you, both he wants to bring to completion. Finally, let God mould and shape you into the specific person he wants you to become. Not what other people want you to become, but what he wants you to become. It takes a lot of us rather too long to realise that, and we try and be what other people want us to become, not what God wants us to become. But you, Lizzie, you, Jackie, and everyone else here too, have been created to be a unique person, unlike any other person that has ever been created and born into this world. Only God can mold and shape you into the finished person, the finished masterpiece, unlike my pot, but the finished masterpiece that he wants you to become in him. And if you balk at the idea that you might ever be a masterpiece, like, yeah, just remember who the creator is. God. Don't want to suggest that God can't create a masterpiece, do you? God is your creator. Don't balk at the idea you might be a masterpiece. Don't diss his work. Have complete confidence in who you are in Christ and who he is making you. His masterpiece in the making. Both of you. You are his masterpiece. It's not great, but it served an illustration. It's my pathetic attempt at a masterpiece, but God can create truly within each one of us, if we let him do this stuff, his masterpiece. Amen.